Just one word.
It's very interesting that one word is the word with which a child is born. The word with which child is born is Ah is the word. Ah is the first syllable of Atma. Atma is self, bliss, transcendental consciousness, unified field, ah, unbounded, ah. Ah is the first syllable of Ved. That means from Ah flows the stream of total knowledge, or flows the ocean of total knowledge. Ah is the flow. Ah, it flows. It's the flow of total knowledge. And within Ah, when these letters of the Vedic literature, these vowels and consonants, when one goes through that, then one goes through Ah. From Ah, one goes to E, to U, to V, one within the other, one within the other. And this one within the other is starting from infinity, Ah, coming down to 8 steps, and then Ah, infinity, becomes Ma, point. From infinity to point is the range of total field of life. is the range of total knowledge, is the range of total existence, is the range of total intelligence, is the range of total creativity. And all the total creativity, from A to E to U, between A and E, between A and E. A is the first letter of Ved. E is the last letter of Ved. So between A and E is the total Ved. So when you go from one letter to the second letter, you have passed through the whole stream of total knowledge, the Ved. That is why Ved is all over. It's all over, all over, all over. In one syllable, in two syllables, in three syllables, four syllables. A is the word. Atma is the word. And Atma is the word which is defined as Brahm. That means totality. Now, totality means silence and dynamism both together. Unified state of silence and dynamism. Silence and dynamism. Within one word, A, and in its first expression into E, between A and E is the elaboration of the first letter, which is total Ved now. A-E means total Ved. A-E means total Ved. And from there, from A-E, you expand Agni Mile Purohitam. The Ved expands. So the system of Ved, total knowledge, the system of total knowledge is from syllable to syllable to syllable to syllable to syllable to syllable. Very natural. It comes with life. It conducts through life. It moves through life. It goes to other life, next life, and continues to next life, and continues to next life. This is the flow of infinity to its point, always. Point to infinity, infinity to point. This is the analysis of the language of the Veda, which is not a human concept. It's not humanly conceived. Containing everything is not a human concept. all activity is not a human concept. That is why we go by this royal road, where there is no hurdle on the ground. There is no doubt, there is nothing, no obstacle to it. Bhagavad Gita says, no obstacle to it. Pratyavayo na vidyate. The whole theme of Vedic knowledge is completely natural, completely natural, completely full, completely natural, completely total. And this has to be the awareness of every individual. Always, naturally, completely, total. And this is the education that we are going to establish through all these Vedic universities. It presents a different world. It's like presenting the lotus from the muddy pond. Creating a lotus from the muddy pond. Very fortunate to have this Vedic knowledge somewhere, some part of the world, some tribe continuously coming on. All these different Vedic ancient tribes coming on. But with total possibility for man, absolutely total possibility for man. We are wanting to have, to start with about 300 peace palaces, and with that will be associated these 300 university campuses, which will have colleges and schools, high schools, middle school, whatever is the system of classification with the growing age, that will be there. And that is why it's very good. We need the World Press, and the World Press needs us in order to bring to the people some useful information. Otherwise, always he said this and he said this. Such a waste of time of the writers, of the readers. Absolutely. The whole thing is so chaotic and so short-sighted, so...
Job. Sarasuta.